Professor Habib, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell me, go back to the beginning. When did the Arab community begin to grow in Canada?
Well, there are two waves, really. There was a wave back at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century when many people from Syria and Lebanon came to Canada. They were the first pioneers. They were mostly Christians. They established churches here, and they were very hard working. This was the first wave of immigrants who came to Canada.
And where did they settle?
They settled mostly in Montreal, where you can see their churches are still there. Some of them in Ontario, but mostly in Montreal, I would say.
Why was Montreal chosen?
Well, Montreal was chosen. Many of them thought that, you know, that was close to the U.S., and many of them had relatives in the United States. And Montreal was a big city at the time. It was the most important city in Canada at that time.
That's right.
And people thought that this was the place to settle in Canada.
Did the French language play a role?
Not that much, I would say, except among the Christians, particularly the Roman Catholics, they have French as a sort of a second language. Many of them, it was their first language, too. So possibly that would be also a motivation for them to settle in Montreal. The Catholics among them, because there many of them are Orthodox Christians too, but the Catholics among them too thought that this was a Catholic province, and so many of them settled here. But the majority of Christians there were mostly Orthodox Christians, and they did not have that particular motivation.
What reception did they receive from other immigrants and other Canadians and the French Canadians in Montreal?
Well, I would say it wasn't too much of an open society at the time. They worked very hard. They were business people. Many of them peddled their goods, and many of them became quite rich, and the community stayed within itself. Montreal was not what it is today, you know. And so they were received, but it wasn't open in the sense that we have today.
There wasn't a lot of mixing and socializing marriage.
No. Well, marriage wasn't that difficult because of the faith. And you must realize that the majority of them, the overwhelming majority, were Christian. And so marrying into a French-Canadian wasn't a problem at the time. And this is how some of them got integrated, by marrying into the French community.
Now, that was the first wave.
Yeah, this was the first. The second wave came really back in the 50s. In the 1950s, especially during the Suez Crisis. And this time, many of them came from Egypt, mostly minorities from Egypt. You know, the Copts, for example, started emigrating to Canada, and other Christian communities. Many of them came also for political reasons. And for the first time, you had non-Christians coming in, Muslims who, for example, were opposed to the socialist policies of the regime in Egypt at that time. Many of them had lost their properties and had to leave the country as a result of that. So this was a second wave of immigrants coming into Canada. And these people started going not only to Montreal. Many of them settled in Toronto, and some of them went even west to Vancouver. But that was not such a big wave. The big wave came during the Lebanon Civil War. and the Lebanon Civil War started in 1975 and ended in 1990. And here you have a huge population coming in. Immigration laws in Canada were liberalized at that time, and the government of Canada was open to immigrants, quite open. And at this particular time, you had a mixture of Christians and Muslims. So by then, you had equal numbers of Muslims. Some of them were Shiites, some of them were Sunnis. Many of them left because of the civil war, and that civil war was a tragic event in Lebanon from 75 to 1990. And this is where you have the bulk of the... And these people, of course, settled throughout Canada. And some of them in the Maritimes, you have quite a community in Halifax. But the people who came to Halifax were early immigrants back in the 50s and earlier. But now in the 70s and 80s, you had them spread throughout the country. And the country had changed. Canada had changed too. And it was more welcoming to immigrants because until, you know, the late 60s, immigration in Canada was quite restricted. It was restricted mainly to Europe, and people from other parts of the world had difficulties coming in. This was liberalized during the Trudeau administration, where they opened the gates and allowed people, and there was a lot of humanity considerations because of the problems that did exist in Lebanon particularly.
So how have the various Arab communities evolved in Canada?
Well, I would say by and large they've been very successful. Many of them were highly educated, and at first it was difficult to fit in, but eventually they fitted in. And especially the people from Lebanon are entrepreneurs and business people. They have it in their blood. And so I would say that by and large, they've been successful. They've been integrated easily into the Canadian society, particularly the Christian communities. See, I would say now that half of the immigrants from the Middle East are Christians and the other half are Muslims at the present. When you compare that to the 50s and to the early 20th century, 90% of them were Christians at the time. Many of them were escaping Ottoman rule and were not too happy to remain in that part of the world. More recently, you've had Muslims who have come to settle also in the country.
Tell me,
Muslim community, of course, is more restricted to Muslims, and there is no mixed marriages, there are fewer. But the Christian communities have no problems with that, and they've integrated very highly into Canadian society.
Tell me about some of the success stories.
Well, I know I taught for a few years in Halifax, and some of the richer people there were Lebanese. One of them, their family name was Bita, but they changed it and anglicized it and called themselves Butlers. And Mr. Butler at one time was the mayor of Halifax. This was one example of a very successful business person. He and his three sons, and they still are operating in Nova Scotia. And Prince Edward Island, the premier of Prince Edward Island, was of Lebanese descent. He and his son, premier of Prince Edward Islands, were a small Christian Lebanese community settled in Prince Edward Island. I recently visited that community, and I was amazed at how integrated they were in a place like Charlottetown. So I know of these particular situations. Of course, in Montreal, you have a lot of business people here who come from that community. Many also have gone into academics, like myself. I have taught in Nova Scotia and at Halifax, St. Mary's University, then in Montreal, of course, at first Loyola and Concordia, and I taught also at McGill. So you do have many of Mideast origin who have gone into the academics. But mostly, I would say, they've gone into business.
I know the story of the Leon family in Leon, Toronto.
That's right. Toronto, Ottawa, they're quite a successful family. Here in Montreal, too, there is a chain of stores in their names, but they're still functioning in Montreal.
Leon's was one of the first stores to offer credit to other immigrants coming in.
That's right.
It's how they began to build their fortunes back in the 40s and 50s.
In those early years, I must say the local churches played a very important role, the local Middle Eastern churches, whether they be Catholic or Orthodox, and of course the Coptic community, which is a large Coptic group of Egyptian Christians, and they have their churches. Interestingly enough, the Melkite Catholic Church opened its doors to all immigrants coming from Lebanon, including, you know, non-Christians, and they received them, and they tried to find jobs for them, and so on. At that time, back in the 50s and 60s, you did not have Muslim mosques, but now you do, and I believe they must do the same service for their community. So the churches, the Christian churches, and possibly today, the Muslim religious institutions are a focus for people who come from this part of the world, where they try to integrate them into the society and help them out and so on and so forth.
So what would you like to see take place in the future?
I would strongly feel that the government of Canada should be more open vis-a-vis the Christian communities coming from the Middle East, because they have nowhere to go, you know. They're caught right now in a very difficult political situation. Europe is having its problems with immigrants, and people view the different communities in the world that are immigrant communities in the world, especially from Africa, from the Near East, and so on. And very little attention is given to the Christian communities of that part of the world. They're having a very difficult struggle, I would say.
Well, Professor Henry Habib, thank you for telling me about it.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you.